Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9 and CNN Raven. It's really easy. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to share.
If you joke with a petting zoo operator that, oh, I'm really going to steal this mini pig, you better watch out. And then you spend the next 15 minutes trying to bribe the mini pig into your bag with fried dough. That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, is this people that you're traveling with? What are you doing?
No. Don't
steal pigs, number one, but I'm not a big supporter of petting zoos, so I don't know.
It was the Orange Fair, and they have, like, you know.
Okay, so these are well cared for animals.
Exactly. They know what they're doing. And
right.
This lady's like, come on, just get in. You'll be relocated to a new home. I'll take really great care of you. And the pig is like,
pigs are
cute. I don't know what to do.
They're supposed to be great pets, but
adorable.
You better be prepared for all of that.
Remember Lucy the pig?
They're needy because they're super smart, remember?
She was awesome.
Yeah, so there's an Instagram famous pig that lives here in Connecticut, Lucy the pig. We've had her on the show before.
Right. She is talkative.
She's very cute. She oinks a lot. It's very adorable. I can understand why somebody would want to steal a pig, although we don't endorse it.
Well, Lucy's parents will tell you straight up, like, she's very needy because she's very smart. So, like, you have to keep that pig entertained all the time, like with games and stuff like that.
It's just like a baby. It's like with four legs.
Yeah, but it's like a full-time job.
Right.
Let's be honest. Lucy the pig, smarter than many babies.
Yeah.
All right? Let's be real. I've got one for you here. If you throw all the acorns, leaves, and all that type of stuff over the fence back into your neighbor's yard because, quote, that ain't my tree, that's all I need to know about you.
How do you determine that?
Well, because, I mean, it's planted on their side of the fence, but it's large. It's 100 feet in the air, and it overhangs the yard. So what I do now is I just take the acorns and stuff like that and just put them back over the fence.
That's nice.
So I step on them and that type of thing.
Good.
I mean, they've got a wooded area, so it's not like they really care. And let's be honest, her hip isn't that good, so she's not out there trekking around in the leaves and stuff like that piled in the back.
So she'll never know.
But on the other hand, I've been back there a couple times just to check out the other side of my fence, and I've been like, whoa, that pile's getting large.
Right.
Roll an ankle based on a pile of acorns out there.
And oh my gosh.
It's not even fall. I don't understand what the acorns are doing in my yard right now.
Yeah, why are there acorns already?
I don't know. They are all over the place, man.
Yeah. If you complain that it's August and that summer's already over, that's all I need to know.
I hate those people.
It's so bad.
I mean, that's
over.
Strong.
Summer's all right, over. It's 100 degrees outside.
Right, let me roll that back. I don't appreciate that, all right?
Yeah.
Hate is too strong of a word this early in the morning, but still.
It starts in June. In June, you're like, it's almost summer.
Right.
And then school lets out. And then July, apparently, here in Connecticut,
that's
people believe is summer. It's just July.
That's it.
And that's it.
And then August
summer's
is,
over.
Oh, we have to shop and summer's over.
Yeah.
I can't
winter
believe
clothing.
Summer's over.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What is your store donation policy? 1-800-330-9999. CNN Ravens, Star 99.9. Interesting happened over the weekend. I was shopping, right?
Of course.
And you know at the register when the person looks you in the eye and they're like, would you like to make a dollar donation
to something?
Then fill in the blank.
Every store now at this point has some sort of thing or whatever. Right.
Right. And here's the thing. I always say, yep, $1.
Right.
Because I feel like when I'm being confronted at the register, I feel like I have to, otherwise I am a jerk. Right, you know?
Right, there's people behind you. These people are going to judge me.
Right.
Look at you, Penny Fisher.
Then I immediately walk out of the store.
Right.
And there, set up, is
a live person.
A live person with a whole row of backpacks from the Salvation Army.
Oh, these are important things for kids in need.
And I don't know what he wanted because I wouldn't make eye contact.
You just looked at the ground.
I looked at the ground.
At the asphalt.
I ran as fast as I could.
I mean, you could have got hit by a car.
I don't know.
because
gotta get out of there.
I've noticed that these people that solicit outside, and I saw that Dare was doing this too. Okay. They don't ask for like a dollar or donate. Right. Some of, they ask for like $20, and then when I'm like, oh, I don't have that kind of cash, they're like, we accept credit cards.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Well, that's the thing. Now they like, do. Everybody does have the swipe now at this point. You know, so I think it might be there could be a little bit of human nature science to this. Is that when you're at the register, you figure your bill is already $150, $160, $120, whatever your grocery shop, and you figure what's a dollar.
Right.
So you just go, yeah, you know, but when you walk outside, you're like, oh, wait, this is actual money that I somehow left the store, got out of the store with in my pocket here, and I don't want to hand it over. See, I'm the opposite. I always say no at the store. Always say no at the store. And often there's a cute little picture attached to the donation request on the now ATM screen. So even if you don't look at the person at the register when they ask you, you can say no, but you have to look into the eyes of a puppy or a small child that's holding a blanket or something like that. Anything like that. And I'm like, nope, I do enough.
I do enough.
Because my mind is the opposite. When I'm paying for something and it's $100-something at the register or whatever, I'm like, this ought to be free. I'm a good person. So I'm like, that's it. I'm doing enough. And by then, I'm just like, you know what? Between the taxes and everything, you got enough.
I filled my charitable quota.
But then when I walk outside, and
I pay my taxes. I'm not donating a dollar.
And there's a small child with like a Boy Scouts or a Girl Scouts flag, and they're out there with their sash on, and they're like, we were trying to raise it for this. And then I got to give them the money. I got to give them whatever money I have in my pocket at that point.
It feels like they're working. If you're standing outside, you're in the elements. You're actually working it to set the stand up.
Are sweating. Right. We've got to make that donation.
Just that there's more work that they had to do, so I feel like they, you know,
they deserve it.
Yeah, you know what? A little bit more.
You're right. When I went up to New Hampshire and bought those, like, mortars and stuff like that, there was a veteran right outside of the thing, and he was just sitting there in the sun.
Baking.
I was like, man, there's just a building full of explosives but behind this guy. I was like, and he's just sitting here baking in the sun. Here's some money. That's what I did. I just gave him a bunch of money.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. What's your store donation policy? Is there like a time you give, a time you don't? Do you prefer the outside people soliciting you or the actual cashiers?
Be honest.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Call us. 1-800-330-9999. What is your store donation policy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven. Star 99.9. I noticed this past weekend, it's the same thing. I walk into the store at the register. Do you want to add a dollar, $5, $10? I always hit yes to a dollar, but then the minute I walk out and there's somebody staring me in the face, I won't make eye contact and I quickly run by them.
Right. You look at the street, the asphalt, whatever it takes to get past this person to avert your guilt. Me, on the other hand, at the register, I'll look the cashier dead in the face as I say or hit the button no.
Oh.
But then outside, kids are out there. I gotta buy whatever they're selling, man. And if it's candy, forget it. I'm buying the box.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do?
They get me all the time.
They get you coming and going. They get you at the register. They get you outside the door.
Yeah. And then when you're coming into the supermarket, they'll ask you to donate. And then I have a big mouth, and I'm like, hey, when I come out, I'll donate.
Every time.
Right. You can't help yourself. Yeah. You just tell them you'll see them on the way out. You think it's a deflection technique, but all it's done is set you up for a bigger donation on the way out.
Yep.
On the way out. And then once you say, I'll donate on my way out, I mean.
You know what that means?
I can't look anywhere else.
Right. I'll tell you what happens right now. That means that you have to hit yes on the cash back. Now when you're at the register. Right, and now you've got to ask the cashier for change on top of it because you can't give this person $20.
And you know they're going to remember your face.
Oh, yeah.
They got your face. Oh, they got your security number.
They got your face marked right in their brain.
Right.
If there's children, they got them lined up like linebackers to greet you on the way out.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what is your store donation policy?
I go out the middle door because I pay enough to United Way in Milford.
You go out the middle door, so you have
at
found...
Walmart.
You have found another door where they don't set up.
At Walmart, they got a middle door at Walmart, so I go right out the middle door
and walk around
the whole parking lot to get to my car.
Right, so you have an escape hatch.
Oh, right.
Thank you, sir. It's like the SpaceX abort test. Thank you. It's very savvy.
Yeah.
A magic door that he just escapes from. Do you take note when you're walking in a store and you see the people set up there of which route you're going to go when you leave?
Well, I've never realized that there's multiple ways to exit. I'm going to, not at my Walmart. Like, they're right in the line of you.
Ann Raven, what is your store donation policy?
Hey, actually, my
just donation policy in general is just go to your local social media and look at your friends. See who's holding, you know, like book bag donations and stuff like that, you know, and go donate to one of your buddies.
So you make sure that it's a list of people that you know and they're going to know that you gave. And the rest of the world, well, pfft.
Forget about that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
It's so funny he says that. One
Thanks
night, my husband and I went to a charity event where a husband and wife were being honored for donating all this money to a specific charity.
Right.
And we looked at each other. We said, this is the mistake we're making. We keep giving a little here, a little there, a little
right.
there. We need to just donate just to one charity so one day we also get an award.
Somebody will give you a plaque. They'll talk about how great you are. Right. The rest is going unnoticed. I see.
Nobody cares that I gave $5 to the gorillas in the Congo 5 years ago. No
Every
one.
Single time that you walked into a store, you're right.
Yep.
Nobody is aware.
All right. You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What's your store donation policy? What is your store donation policy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. I noticed this past weekend, it's the same thing. I walk into the store at the register. Do you want to add a dollar, $5, $10?
Right.
I always hit yes to a dollar. But then the minute I walk out and there's somebody staring me in the face, I won't make eye contact and I quickly run by them.
Right. You look at the street, the asphalt, whatever it takes to get past this person to avert your guilt. Me, on the other hand, at the register, I'll look the cashier dead in the face as I say or hit the button no.
Oh.
But then outside, kids are out there. I got to buy whatever they're selling, man. And if it's candy, forget it. I'm buying the box.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do?
They get me all the time.
They get you coming and going. They get you at the register. They get you outside the door.
Yeah. And then when you're coming into the supermarket, they'll ask you to donate. And then I have a big mouth and I'm like, hey, when I come out, I'll
donate.
Every
time.
Right. You can't help yourself. Yeah. You just tell them you'll see them on the way out. You think it's a deflection technique, but all it's done is set you up for a bigger donation on the way out.
Yep.
On the way out. And then once you say I'll donate on my way out, I mean,
you know what that means?
I can't look anywhere else.
Right. I'll tell you what happens right now. That means that you have to hit yes on the cash back now. When you're at the register. Right. And now you've got to ask the cashier for change on top of it because you can't give this person $20.
And you know they're going to remember your face.
Oh, yeah.
They got your face. Oh, they got your security number.
They got your face marked right in their brain.
Right.
If there's children, they got them lined up like linebackers to greet you on the way out.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what is your store donation policy?
I go out the middle door because I pay enough to United Way in Milford.
You go out the middle door, so you have
at
found
Walmart.
You have found another door where they don't set up. You
no,
literally...
at Walmart they got a middle door at Walmart, so I go right out the middle door
so
and walk around a whole parking lot to get to my car.
Right, so you have an escape hatch.
Oh, right.
Thank you, sir. It's like the SpaceX abort test. Thank you. It's very savvy.
Yeah,
a magic door that he just escapes from. Do you take note when you're walking in a store and you see the people set up there of which route you're going to go when you leave?
Well, I've never realized that there's multiple ways to exit. I'm going to, not at my Walmart. Like, they're right in the line of view.
And Raven, what is your store donation policy?
Hey, actually, my donation policy in general is just go to your local social media and look at your friends. See who's holding, you know, like book bag donations and stuff like that, you know, and go donate to one of your buddies.
So you make sure that it's a list of people that you know and they're going to know that you gave. And the rest of the world, well, pfft.
Forget about that.
Exactly.
It's so, funny he says that. One
Thanks
night, my husband and I went to a charity event where a husband and wife were being honored for donating all this money to a specific charity.
Right.
And we looked at each other. We said, this is the mistake we're making. We keep giving a little here, a little there, a little there. We need to just donate just to one charity so one day we also get an award.
Somebody will give you a plaque. They'll talk about how great you are. Right. The rest is going unnoticed. I see.
Nobody cares that I gave $5 to the gorillas in the Congo 5 years ago.
Every single time that you walked into a store, you're right.
Yep.
Nobody is aware.
All right. You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What's your store donation policy? We all want to be like do good for local organizations.
Listen, if I won the Powerball, I'd make it rain everywhere I went. Yep, Anna Zapp.
Of course. But, you know, when you're going grocery shopping and you're in a rush and you're strapped for cash, you don't want to be asked at the register, do you want to donate? And then you walk out the door and there's people standing there asking you, can you donate?
I mean, it's everywhere all the time now.
Yeah.
It used to be that you knew there were certain times a year that certain groups were going to be out there. And you look forward to that. And you plan for that, right? Like food donations, that type of stuff. Girl Scout cookies. I know I'm going to be hit up for these things. But
every time you walk into a store,
it's something now.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And don't get me wrong, we do a lot for charities and we're constantly asking to fundraise too.
Sure, absolutely.
But what is your policy when it comes to donations? Where do you give? Do you say yes to the register? Do you say yes to the live person outside?
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, Star 99.9, what's your donation policy?
I always give to the Red Cross. A few years ago, my brother's house burnt to the ground. They were very helpful.
Oh, so you actually pay attention to what the charity is.
Right, like, so you do Red Cross every time.
And always the food banks at the holidays.
But not animals.
Oh, yeah, I guess they just did a thing that Big White for animals. They gave money to animals. Yeah.
I think you just give money to everybody.
Right, sounds like you give it to everybody.
A couple dollars, you know, it makes everybody, it's good. It's good to give.
Anna and Raven, what's your donation policy at the stores?
Well, I go through that too, but this is what I say, and it's the truth. I don't make a donation like that. I said I do it through my husband's business, and it's a write-off for me, and I give much more than a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the tax breaks myself, no question about it.
Yeah, do you think she really is? If you're the cashier, you're like, all right, lady, just hit no thanks.
Yeah, I don't explain. I know what I do, where else I do it, but right.
Hi, Anna and Raven, what's your donation policy?
My donation policy is that I personally will give what I want, when I want, and I resent every time I go into the store being asked to donate. You feel like a total heel when you say no. But if I did that all day long, every day, I'd be donating everything my husband makes.
Fair enough. And
yeah,
I
true.
And your husband are both thankful.
Yeah.
The same goes for people that call me on the phone. I say my husband is one who is in charge of the donations.
Right.
I like that you blame it on your husband.
Right.
My
just
husband,
pass that buck, girlfriend. I love it.
My husband blames everything on me. He's like, oh, my wife will never go for that. I feel like people must think I'm some kind of evil beast.
Well.
Somebody's got to take the fall.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your policy when it comes to store donations?
Oh my gosh, lately it's been tipping. It's instead of donating, it's do you want to tip at like ice cream stores? And I normally wouldn't put anything in the tip jar, but when they show me the screen, it's like a dollar, or do you want to donate $2?
Right.
No, I you know what? I've been noticing that too. It's like you don't normally tip at certain places, but now they ask, and then you kind of feel like you just hit 15% because you don't know what to do.
This person's staring you in the face, right. Anna and Raven, what is your store donation policy or technique?
Well, I don't know if it's bad of me, but I avoid the human line and I do self-checkouts just for that purpose.
Just for that purpose, because you don't want to be stared in the face by that person, right?
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because at the self-checkout, they never ask you that, and it's never even shown on the screen. So anytime I go into a place, you know, especially the grocery store, I always go to self-checkout just for that purpose.
I think, like, the sadder they make it, the more I feel like I have to give. Like, I was at a store where they're like, would you like to buy shoes for children that don't have shoes? And I was like, oh, my, yes! Of course I would!
right. And then you walked out after, and you were like, you know what? There's plenty of kids without shoes. Those kids aren't staring me in the face. How would I know? Anna and Raven, what is your donation technique or policy when you're at the store?
Hey, I was already here this morning, and I donated.
Oh, that's smart. I come to Stop and Shop 7 times a day. Every single time. It's another 50 cents, but this morning I got you for $3. I'm good for the rest of the day.
An argument, spirited discussion, or even a scuffle.
This is a bunch of malarkey, all right?
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Nope. Anna and Raven have rules.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Debate this. Star 99.9.
I have a hard time saying no to people. And it's something that Raven and I talk about a lot behind the scenes here. Because
it does happen.
Yep. And I feel that the reason why I can't say no is because I feel like I can do good. And if I can do good, it'll help us. Good. Karma. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
You sound like you're positioning your thought process already before this. And I've noticed you do this on debates over the last couple times. I'm going to have to go to the moderator soon and say, time.
So here's what we do. We take something that we debate off the air, and we bring it to the air. We each have 30 seconds to make our point, and then producer Christian decides who is the ultimate winner. And today, it's nothing light. Karma.
Oh, right.
Oh, does it exist?
I would have never imagined that that was today's topic, given the setup for this. Right.
So here's how it works. 30 seconds each on the clock. We make our arguments, and then producer Christian, you'll be ready to be the judge, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Why don't you go first this week?
Okay. I'm ready to go for it. I got the timer right here ready to go. Karma is a made-up concept to keep humans' behavior in line as a result of guilt. How else do you explain Tom Cruise never aging since he was 26 years old, Belichick winning 6 Super Bowls, and the dominance of the Yankees? There's nothing good about any of these things. There is no all-sealing oracle running the checklist on your merits as a good or bad person. If karma was a real thing, think about it. Clay Aiken, he would have won American Idol. He would have won The Apprentice. He would have won that election he was in. He would have won something in his life because Clay Aiken seems like a really, really, really nice dude, all right? Do good things happen for good people? Sure they do. Bad things do, too. You betcha everything in life is choices and random coincidence.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Science.
Yep. Response.
Science. Anna Zappa, you ready?
Okay. The definition of karma is destiny or fate following as effect from cause. And I believe there's a higher power. And if you are good and you surround yourself with good, the universe will reward you. Also, negativity breeds negativity. And if your actions and thoughts are negative, you're destined for bad things to happen. The saying goes, what goes around comes around. And it's true. And most importantly, I think life is about believing. Believing in good people, believing in yourself, and good things can happen to you. And if you don't have that, what do you have? And Clay Aiken most likely will be president in 2020.
That would be nice. I mean, I feel like Clay Aiken has been told to hold out just a little bit longer a lot of times in his life.
The official Clay Aiken for president.
He's a really nice guy. I found him to be utterly charming on The Apprentice. I was like, I went into it. I was like, Clay Aiken, perpetual runner-up. And then I was like, Clay Aiken can win this thing. Right. Clay Aiken should win this thing. Arsenio Hall should not have won that thing.
But sometimes I like to think when you don't get things, like Clay Aiken didn't win.
It's going to come back to him.
I think that it's going to come back because he has greater things in the pipeline. And if he won that, it wouldn't have cleared the way for
your,
him.
Your argument's karma. Over, though. Your argument's karma. Over, though, yeah, okay. is all I'm saying. Is, right. And maybe that's the way it'll be, but maybe it's not. It hasn't been to this point. I'll say this, is that you with your good nature, you've come all this way. Me with my science nature, we're here in the same room at the same time.
All right. I have a ruling.
Okay.
It is something I strongly believe in.
Oh, here we go.
Anna, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around.
Oh, yeah. Faith and destiny.
I'm not tempting it. I believe it is very strongly. And positive thoughts only.
I think this in my head a lot, but I don't say it out loud because I don't want to be hurtful, Raven.
Right.
But I believe that all my good,
right.
I just drag you along with me.
Oh, right. I'm sucking it out of it.
Right.
I'm sucking it out of you like
the record show,
like an
incubus.
I'm just getting it out of you. Right
because
now.
I do so much good, it covers both of us.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Success.
I think I made a mistake.
What's that?
How long do you keep your leftovers? Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven.
Guys are different than girls, man. I'll tell you right now, it's like underwear. We'll keep it till the end.
Okay.
I mean, at least I will. My wife has to throw stuff out. She throws it out way too early, I'll say.
All right, Friday night, I went out to dinner. I wasn't very hungry. We had a big lunch. But I purposely ordered the arepas because I was like, you know what? I'll be really excited about them on Monday when I bring them to work.
You were packing for the future, 3 days into the future.
Exactly, but I figured 3 days seemed like an okay amount of time. For my arepas, right?
What are in arepas?
Arepas are, it's like the magic deliciousness that's kind of like a bun, but it's not, and I'm not sure what it's made out of.
Right. Come to think of it, you don't even know how it deteriorates.
We're not sure. They're really good.
Like, it's delicious.
I always look at it like if it's meat, like well done meat. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's basically beef jerky at this point. Like it'll last.
Yeah. No.
I'll just put some salt on it and it'll be fine. I can huff it down with some water.
Arepa dough is made of soaking dried corn and then mashing the soaked corn in a special mortar and pestle called a pill. Okay.
Yeah. All right. That sounds safe enough. It doesn't sound like there's any real egg or anything.
But there's chicken in there.
Okay.
So I did the research and it says chicken can last 3 to 4 days, which is fine in the fridge.
It's only jerky.
Here's the problem. I did not account for the guacamole on it.
Oh.
So now.
That's seriously brown by now.
It's like a brown puddle.
Yeah.
And I looked, researched it, and leftover guacamole is only good for 1 to 2 days. So now I have a problem.
Are you going to scrape it off?
No, I think I'm just going to roll the dice and just eat it.
You're going to keep the guacamole on there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Right. I advise against this.
I had week-old turkey cutlets or cold cuts yesterday, I think. I open it up. It didn't smell. Right. The funny thing is that's so strange. So my wife is always yelling at me about throwing out the cold cuts and stuff like that. Like, I don't eat them fast enough.
Yep.
But if I eat them too fast, she's like, we were supposed to have wraps for lunch tomorrow or something like that. I always get in trouble. So I'm always in that weird area. Now, after 3-4 days, I know that she'll throw it out anyways. Here's the thing. Was a brand new bag of turkey in there from yesterday that she bought. But I was like, oh, there's this whole other thing of old turkey.
Why wouldn't you eat that first?
Well, that didn't get eaten.
Cold cuts are only good for 3 to 5 days once you open the package. If the package is not open, you can keep it for up to 2 weeks.
No, but, no, there was a date on there that said sell-by. That's the other thing.
But they have the
sell-by date. Is it really a sell-by or is that the day they're packing it now? Because I feel like every store is doing it differently.
Do you know that if you put cold cuts in the freezer, they're good for 1 to 2 months? But I want to know, who puts cold cuts in the freezer?
Who would do that?
Isn't that weird? Like, I don't know a single person that's like, let's buy the ham to freeze.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Like, I mean, even when it's on sale, that's like $1 a pound. Who's doing that to their freezer?
Your pizza.
That's weird, man.
How long do you keep your pizza for?
Oh, pizza's good for 5 days.
Nope. Producer Christian?
At least a week.
Nope.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I say a week, especially if it's in the fridge.
Toss it in the oven.
That's a survival item.
Yeah. No. Food safety people say 4 days max on pizza. Four days max.
That sounds fake.
Right? I feel like if you wrap it in foil, it could probably go a little bit longer. But if you just put the box in the fridge like a savage, then
Does pizza ever last 4 days in the fridge? If people are aware it's there, you'd have to be on vacation or something for the pizza to last 4 days.
You come back to like, oh, pizza.
Right. You don't even know. You've been gone a week and a half. You don't know how it got there or when somebody brought it there, but you're like, I'm going to eat it.
Here's another thing I found fascinating. Hard-boiled eggs in the shell, 1 week and it's still good. Except, like, who wants hard-boiled eggs?
Oh, I like hard-boiled eggs.
Do
you? On a salad.
Yeah, you're going to keep it for a week. I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. You could boil them on Sunday. You have them for all during the work week.
Right.
Except then when I bring it to work, I don't want to eat it because it's disgusting.
Right.
You're eating eggs at 6 a.m.
It loses the luster. When you're putting it together, you're like, this is a great plan. And when you get to work, you're like, this is the saddest breakfast ever.
I'm going
to
eat these arepas. I don't care if the guacamole is brown. I'm eating them.
Oh, best of luck.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Sarah and Brad joining us together this morning. Sarah, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband and I have 2 boys, 17 and 19. And they take their boat out, you know, the boat, our boat, out all the time by themselves. But I'm just a little bit concerned that something could go wrong, whether it's something with the boat or they could get lost, possibly get into trouble with some of their friends. And I just kind of don't think that they should be going out alone any longer without one of us to kind of supervise and make sure everything's the way it should be.
Brad, what's your side of this?
You know, I think the bottom line is eventually you have to make a decision as a parent to trust your kid. You have to say, I trust you. I trust that you're going to be smart enough to make the right decisions. Obviously, as a parent or any other concerned human being, hope they make the right decision, whether it's a boat or a vehicle or anything else. My wife has no trouble every Friday or Saturday night handing them over the car keys.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that, yes, you have to trust them, but I think that it comes to a point where sometimes maybe you're asking for trouble. In a car, I mean, they have to behave. They can't be drinking and that kind of thing. But when you're out in a boat, you're out in the ocean, so many things can go wrong. And kids may not make the smartest choices in terms of if a storm comes up and they're fishing and they want to stay, you know, just youth. So I just think that, you know, we should have more restrictions and there's no point asking for trouble.
Well, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote and we can let our audience decide. And if they agree with you, Brad, then they're 17 and 19. Legally, they can go out on their own and you guys kind of just have to let them do their thing. But if they agree with Sarah that they're still at that age where they're young enough to make some mistakes and it's your boat, like you own it and you want to be on it, then that needs to be the rule. Do you guys both agree to let our audience decide?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Sarah's not comfortable with letting her teenagers take the boat out by themselves. But Dad says it's the same as handing them the keys to the car. They're 19, 16 years old. Like, they're old enough to do it now.
And they've been doing it for a while. It's only now that she's actually thinking, well, they're a little bit older teenagers, they can get into a different kind of trouble and a little bit more trouble, possibly.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999 Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the father's side. I just feel like 19 years old is like, and that's you're about to be 20 or an adult. so.
It is true. 19 does come before 20. It is right. True.
Well, but I feel like 20 kind of sounds like an adult, but 19 still sounds like a kid, which I know sounds ridiculous because, it doesn't really make sense.
Teenagers are doofuses. 20-year-olds are grown people. Right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And you want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Who's that? You on Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Listen, I'm 43. I can do dumb stuff all the time.
Right. You act like a 19-year-old sometimes. Would you let your kids that are teenagers take out the boat on their own? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Sarah says, now, you know what? They're teenagers. They're at the point now where they can start making some bad decisions. Mm. Dad says, you got to trust them. They know what they're doing.
Well, the other contention being is that they give them the car all the time. I don't know. You know, I don't own a boat. Maybe I'd feel differently if it was a lake or a river or something like that. I'm really not sure.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I'm on the father's side. The boys are plenty old enough to be taking the boat out by themselves. My son's been taking our boat out since he was 14.
By himself?
Yeah, by himself. You know, when they're taught out on the water to you know, when they've been boating with their family and they're taught on the water, they have responsibility out there. I think they have more responsibility on the boat than they do in the car.
Mm, you might be right. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I side with the mom. I think I have a boat and I see how teenagers are. And it's one of those things where what will happen, what can go wrong will happen. So I agree with her.
I want to say if they've been good and they haven't screwed up to this time, I don't know. I mean, maybe as they get older, they get a little more challenged from their peers or something. I don't know this or that. But if they've been trustworthy up to this point, I don't see why she doesn't continue to trust them unless they give her a reason to.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Brad and Sarah. And Brad, our audience agreed with you. If they've been out doing this before, you kind of have to trust them. And I get it. It's your boat. So, it's hard to say, okay, go. But you kind of have to.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I understand my wife's concerns. You know, obviously, you know, I'm not saying that I don't love my kids. And every time they go out, I'm not thinking, you know, please come back safely. I think the same thing when they walk out the door to walk to school or they, you know, get in the car to drive someplace.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, I just like to just have a few more restrictions and make sure that they have a radio or a phone or something and, you know, are not just like, oh, let's take off to the Bahamas and not tell anybody, that type of thing. Just, you know.
I'm sure that won't happen. But, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. And you both sound like awesome parents, if that means anything.
Thank you.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email. couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alec, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alex.
All right. Here's how it works, Alec. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. Artist Lizzo said she'd love to be the next Bachelorette, but only if the guys wear thong briefs and feed her grapes. What is the name of the suite where cameras are not allowed on The Bachelor?
The Fantasy Suite.
Number 2, former New England Patriot Rob Gronkowski bought a condo in Miami. Finish the next Spanish line in Will Smith's Miami. Party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
The Spanish line.
Oh, then I don't know.
Okay. Number 3, Heidi Klum married Tom Kaulitz again in Capri this past weekend. What reality show was she a judge on from 2013 to 2019?
I don't know.
At number 4, what are the 5 original colors of Skittles?
Red, green, yellow, purple, and orange.
And number 5, Hobbs and Shaw finished in first place over the weekend with $60 million. Hobbs and Shaw is a spinoff of what franchise?
The Fast and Furious.
All right, great. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Raven.
How are you?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5's not bad. Let's see how I do.
Okay, 3 out of 5. These are tricky questions today.
Do you have the cheat sheet, bro?
I don't think so.
Number one, artist Lizzo said she'd love to be the next Bachelorette, but only if the guys wear thong briefs and feed her grapes.
Good for her.
What's the name of the suite where cameras are not allowed on The Bachelor?
Well, you know I don't watch that show.
I know. That's why I wrote that question.
Oh, good. Yeah, right. Yeah. Good. It's good to have a partner in this. All I know is Hannah Brown got in a lot of trouble because a bunch of action happened in the windmill, right? So is the windmill suite?
No, it's the fantasy suite.
Oh, I should have known that, actually. This has been going on a long time. I mean, I should have known that.
For like decades.
Because isn't that like a weekend, like when they get to a certain point, it's like if you go to the fantasy suite, like you're one of the last four or five or something, right?
Yes, yes. Alex is still winning. 3-0
Okay, what do you got?
Number two, former New England Patriot Rob Gronkowski bought a condo in Miami. Finish the next Spanish line in Will Smith's song Miami.
What? All right, go ahead.
Party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami. Mm-hmm.
Benvenitos a Miami.
Yes! Oh, my God, I can't believe you got that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's Will Smith. I mean, that's one of his fun songs.
Miami.
That's a great vacation song. I actually heard that song, like, last week.
All right. So...
like, last week. And I played Getting Jiggy with it Friday night.
Okay, here we go. Alec is still beating it 3-1 Number three, Heidi Klum married Tom Collins again in Capri Miami this past weekend.
Yes.
What reality show was she a judge on from 2013 to 2019?
Oh, I'm going to guess America's Next Top Model.
No, America's Got Talent.
Oh.
Why
don't
you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay.
You need these next two to tie.
Oh, God.
What are the five original colors of Skittles?
Let's taste the rainbow. So it's got to be yellow.
Yep.
Blue.
No. You lost. Raven has lost. Alec, you beat him.
You know what? I could have figured that answer out maybe by the end. I could have maybe circled back to it.
No, it's not how it works. I'm sorry, Raven.
Orange?
Alec beat you. Let's do this last question. Hobbs and Shaw finished in first place over the weekend with $60 million. Hobbs and Shaw is a spinoff of what franchise?
Fast and Furious, of course.
Doesn't matter, though. Alec beat you 3-2 this morning.
Congratulations, Alec.
I'm Alex from Norwalk, and I just beat Raven.
Boom!
Let me see. So, yellow.
Yes.
Orange.
Yes.
Gosh.
Red, green, and purple.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Congratulations, Alec. Hold down the line. We're going to get all your info. You just won a $100 gift card at Little Pub, okay?
That was tricky today.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another shot to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening to the Cheat Sheet at 5:30 this afternoon. This with Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first two answers tomorrow's five pop culture questions. On a Monday, we get you down.
Congratulations.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Anne-Marie Spogin, she is a mom, she is a local teacher, she has a background in fitness, and she is vying to be Miss Health and Fitness.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Tell me about this contest and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah, so it's kind of wild and rather embarrassing. I was on Instagram scrolling through stories, as, you know, we all do. There was an ad that popped up in between my friend's posts, and it was like, do you want to be the next face of fitness? And, you know, superficially, I was like, heck yeah, I do. Click.
Right.
And
So
it was like, you know, answer these three questions, very unassuming, very low risk. Like, you know, what does fitness mean to you? How does it motivate you to overcome obstacles? And then what would you do if you won $20,000? And I'm like, what? There's money? What? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get me in there.
So anyway, I did that. They asked for like up to two pictures. So again, very low risk. I like kind of forgot about it thinking it was like kind of sketchy. I didn't even know if it was legit. And then a week before the contest starts, this like host sends us an email and she says, you know, welcome to the largest fitness competition in the world. And I looked at my husband at that very moment. I was like, Chris, no one knows that I'm doing this. Like, let's get out now. And then he's like, Anne, like you told me about the contest and you told me like why you want to do it, which is truly like my husband is a veteran. He served from 2001 to 2006, so right after the September 11th attacks. And one of the first things he said to me having come back was that there isn't enough support for our veterans. To be able to support not only people I don't know, but also more specifically my husband. husband was enough for me to be like, you know what? Let me go for the experience. I'm a small town girl from Wallingford, Connecticut, but why not? Like, this is a good thing. I started out in a category, one of 50 women times, I don't even know how many categories there were, but at least 5,000 women.
Wow.
I started in fifth place and I was like, this is awesome. I'm having fun. Like, my family and my friends on Instagram and Facebook and my community in Wallingford were so supportive. I ended up then bumping to third place. And then, you know, in less than a week, I was in first place and I hung on to first place for, oh my gosh, 4 weeks now. So we've hit the finals, which is absolutely unreal to say in terms of the support that I've got. But now I need all these wonderful listeners to kind of help us get to where we need to go to hit the finals.
What you don't see behind the scenes right. here is that...
Chaos.
Yeah, is that Anne's six-year-old son is sitting next to her, which, FYI, this is what I think is so cool. And you're
he was
getting
challenged
him to calm down.
A four-minute quiet game going right. on right now, which
he
sounds
failed
like it's a thing.
Ethically.
You've had that game before, right?
But I think as a mom, you're such a great example of, like, how we multitask. Like,
oh, my gosh,
yes. You got your kid under control. You're a local teacher here. You're working to help local charities, too. If you win this $20,000, you're going to send some of it over to United Way of Meriden Wallingford, too.
Yeah. So I talked to my children. They have been a huge, huge support network for me. They've been, like, such troopers going around town with me and really being my biggest fans. And I want them to see, no matter, like, what age you are, you can still pursue your dreams. And I think that that's been kind of exciting for them and maybe sometimes boring for them to talk about this. But with that being said, they're like, Ma, can we go to Disney if we win? And I felt like Eli Manning at the Super Bowl. Yes, we will go to Disney. Disney.
Right.
But with that being said, I am a teacher and I am a fitness coach and I am a mom. And so working with the United Way, I spent a lot of time finding the right organization and just being local made sense and being able to provide lunches for local children made sense too.
Canada currently holds this prestigious title for the world.
Oh, we got to take that back.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to take,
we gotta take that back.
And like, that's the thing is, like, the girl who won was from a really, really small town in Canada. And it goes to show you, at something at this large scale, if you have your state behind you and you have your country behind you, this is so much greater than a title. This is so much greater than a spread in a magazine. This is about, like, having a further reach to help people. And that's truly what I've walked away with, really, from the beginning of this experience. And I would love nothing more than to bring it back to the United States. Like, why not? Like, why not us?
You heard it here first. Defeat our aggressive neighbors to the north right now.
Right. Yeah.
It must be done for all of our safety and security and the future of this great nation.
Yes. If you want to help Anne-Marie Svogan win this and bring the title right here to Connecticut, we're going to post all the links on our Facebook page, Twitter, website, all of it. Star999.com. Search Anna and Raven. Let's make you win this.
USA.
Let's do it.
USA.
Thank you.
USA. USA.